Chapter 6. Media Facilitation. Media Facilitation Process. Media facilitation is the process of planning, preparing, executing, and assessing a media engagement. It occurs in tactical and home station environments. Media facilitation provides assistance to civilian and military news media personnel, to include media embeds, to cover Army operations safely and effectively while speaking to Army leaders, soldiers, and civilians. PA personnel must adhere to the DoD principles of information throughout the process. PA personnel must have access to information centers, operation centers, and adequate facilities to assist the media properly in receiving and telling the Army story. Most media representatives strive to publish accurate, truthful, balanced stories without undermining, interfering, or misrepresenting the military, its operations, or activities. However, some stories may result in misunderstandings, errors, or criticisms. Commanders formulate and deliver accurate, timely, and culturally attuned messages to counter potential misperceptions and misunderstandings. When it comes to media facilitation, commanders also understand the impact of their actions on the public's perceptions, attitudes, and beliefs of the media. As a core task, media facilitation is integral to the success of the PA mission. Media facilitation enables PA personnel to identify requirements for a planned and unplanned media engagement or media event. Annex J, Public Affairs, in the Operation Order, describes the plan for media facilitation. PA planners ensure Annex J, Public Affairs, captures detailed processes, procedures, and support requirements for traditional, non-traditional, and digital news media methods. As the information environment changes rapidly, PA staff stay prepared to support emerging technology needs and increased non-traditional media interests in Army operations and activities. Media facilitation includes tasks such as the following: assisting media representatives to enter an area of operations legally and safely, registering and credentialing media representatives, ensuring media representatives and SMEs understand ground rules for coverage, helping the media representatives understand security policies and constraints that require their compliance if they wish to continue Army coverage, arranging interviews and briefings, coordinating unit visits and escorts, assisting media representatives with transportation, messing, billeting, communication support, safety, and equipment. Media engagements. A media engagement is a specified instance of media interaction between a spokesperson and a member of the media. PA staff can prepare an individual media engagement or a large-scale media event. Media engagements may be planned or unplanned and may include interviews, briefings, or press conferences. PAOs identify an approved spokesperson, such as an SME or the unit commander, to conduct the media engagement and provide media representatives with key information that specifically corresponds with their area of expertise. Media engagements require the PA staff to plan for the event and coordinate with the media organization or representatives and all individuals involved. PAOs typically receive, discuss, and negotiate important information from the time that they receive the media query. Coordinating media engagement requests with higher headquarters PA staff may be necessary, depending on the nature of the query. For example, if the request is a national media query or has the potential to influence service-level discussions, then the PA staff need to notify the higher headquarters PAOs. These PAOs often have insight on higher-level discussions and can provide sound PAG. Media access. When in an active PA posture, PA professionals take a proactive approach to media facilitation. They ensure media representatives have access to leadership and relevant information. PA staff coordinates access for media representatives while ensuring coverage does not disrupt or negatively affect operations. Media embeds are media representatives embedded to provide coverage that helps soldiers and the public have a complete understanding of an operation. PAOs and commanders understand that media embeds may report on an operation during this time. Commanders may have the media embed accompany them during their travels to units or to events in the area of operations. Embedding media in tactical level units or with commanders requires PAOs to provide media interaction training to the unit. Media kits. PA staffs prepare and assemble media kits. Media kits are essential to proper media facilitation. When building a media kit, PA staffs ensure that they maintain OPSEC by removing any sensitive information. A media kit may contain the following items: a schedule of events to include contingency arrangements, strip maps, key routes, sites, unit fact sheets, such as unit history or other unit-specific information, biographies of key personalities or keynote speakers, copies of final approved keynote speeches, if possible, relevant press releases, media advisories, or special events calendars, relevant photos with captions, A video release list containing hyperlinks or uniform resource locators, commonly called URLs, to relevant video releases. Frequently asked questions. Army 101 information, such as command and organizational structure, rank structure, and other structures. PA points of contact. While media kits are essential to media facilitation, they are also essential to spokesperson preparation. A media kit can assist a commander or designated spokesperson to prepare for an upcoming media engagement. Making sure to include responses to queries, RTQs, can provide the spokesperson with released information and assists in preventing inconsistent comments. Complete media kits include media representative background information, anticipated media questions, relevant key command messages and talking points, and fact sheets to help the spokesperson answer the media representative's questions. While unanticipated questions may arise, the information contained in the media kit will assist commanders or designated spokespersons develop their answers for the media engagement. Coordination and support requirements. PA leaders and staffs ensure proper coordination and support from the start of planning and throughout an operation. PA staffs identify facilities capable of assisting the media in telling the Army story. PA planners identify these requirements in the PA Running Estimate and in Annex J, Public Affairs, in the Operation Order. PA staffs ensure that they identify the right Army personnel and equipment for media facilitation during planning. For more on coordination and planning, see Chapter 5. PA staffs make every effort to provide access, transportation, and communication capabilities to media representatives. Throughout the planning process and in operation, PA planners identify existing and projected media representatives along with their capabilities and requirements. These include information acquisition means, satellite communication capabilities, transportation needs, and language translation. PA planners also provide an estimate of the logistics support required for embedded media, such as billeting, food, security, and personal protective equipment. Transportation of media representatives must follow procedures and guidelines outlined in the Operation Order and DODI 5122.08. Media escort personnel are facilitators appointed to help the news media representatives obtain accurate coverage of an operation or event. Escorts assist media representatives for the duration of their time with the unit, to include movement around the area of operations. While PA-trained personnel are the preferred escorts, they are not always available. An appointed escort receives training on interaction with media representatives, their information needs, and knowledgeable about the unit, mission, and area. Media escorts will not interfere in the reporting process unless they suspect OPSEC or ground rule violations. Ground rules clarify the left and right limits that media representatives or media organizations have during an interview or engagement. If an OPSEC or ground rule violation occurs, the media escort immediately executes the rules of media engagement prescribed by the PAO and contacts the PAO for additional guidance. Media Operations Center. The Media Operations Center is a facility established by the commander to serve as the focal point for the interface between the military and the media during the conduct of military operations, JP3-61. The MOC is the primary information center for media representatives. It provides commanders and PA staffs an unclassified venue to discuss operations with the media and provides journalists a place to obtain information quickly and efficiently. PA planning answers the following when considering the establishment of a MOC. Does the operation require a MOC? Is augmentation required for MOC establishment and staffing? What is the MOC operational battle rhythm? What does the planning for a hasty MOC require? A MOC provides the commander with PA personnel prepared to quickly provide RTQs and fulfill media facilitation requirements. The MOC provides the following benefits and functions. A single point of contact and information source for media within the theater. Briefings and enforcement of media guidelines and ground rules. Primary information release authority for the senior PAO. Coordination of news media coverage with various echelons. Coordination with unified action partners for each service, agency, or country. Identification and communication of host nations' culturally sensitive topics to personnel in theater. Preparation for conducting press briefings and news conferences. Registration, sustainment, and movement of news media personnel. As fully independent units, a TPACE and MPED are currently organized, trained, and prepared to fulfill the requirement for MOC establishment and staffing. These units are designed specifically to serve as MOCs at theater, corps, or division echelons. In most cases, MOC staffing requires augmentation either by individual PA-trained personnel or by Army PA units. Commanders can combine MPADs to form media subcenters in forward battle areas. PA leaders may call on PA personnel from non-deployed commands and installation PA sections to augment mock staff. However, PA leaders need to coordinate requests for individual augmentation through operational channels. PA leaders can augment with reserve and guard unit personnel on a voluntary basis. Media Operations Center Organization. MOCs support the operational commander and are subordinate to the commander's PAO. PA soldiers serve in all sections of the MOC. The commander coordinates with the PAO and staff to determine the MOC organization and staffing. Traditionally, a MOC has two distinct sections, a headquarters section and a media operations section. The headquarters section includes the MOC's director, deputy director, NCO in charge, and select support staff. The MOC director and deputy work closely with and answer to the command PAO. The NCO in charge and support staff is normally task organized to support tailored forward deployed MOC teams or sub-MOCs. This task organization provides administrative support, coordinates lease and purchase contracting, sets up, operates, and maintains the unit's equipment, and conducts day-to-day operations of the MOC. The headquarters section is responsible for MOC communications, supply operations, vehicle maintenance, security, and other support functions as required. The media operations section includes the PA soldiers. The soldiers are normally organized to support planning cells, a media facilitation section, and regional and local non-English-speaking media. This organization is also responsible for media transportation, registration, badging, and facilitation, as well as coordinating briefing area setup, responses to query, and assisting in media content analysis. When the commander establishes a MOC, PA staff adapts the organization of the MOC to the operational requirements. Commanders can also design the MOC to include a plans and operations, future and current operations, section, a media support and engagement section, command information section, monitoring and assessment section, and digital media section. Media Operations Center Operations. Army commanders know they will encounter media in any major operation. They typically deploy a PA unit as one of the first elements to establish the MOC. This is in anticipation of media facilitation requirements based on the following assumptions. Media representatives will arrive in an area of operations at the start of, and in most cases, before an operation begins, without access to official information. Misinformation and disinformation is prevalent during operations when an established area of operations lacks an official source of military information. Current technologies aid in the proliferation of independent media across the area of operations, which requires a robust capability to analyze and assess the information environment. Media interest in non-combat operations will peak at the outset, but may taper off over time. During a high-intensity conflict, media interest will remain high. During joint operations, MOCs support and answer to the senior commander on a 24-hour basis. The unified commander usually establishes MOCs to support the news media in an area of operations. To achieve an initial operating capability, a MOC performs the following. Establish a hasty media center as the initial focal point for the news media until additional media support arrives. Establish communication with higher headquarters and other PA assets in theater. Begin to establish command structure and lines of authority. Request information release authority in the theater of operations. Begin coordinating with appropriate authority for leasing and purchasing contracts when necessary. Contact and begin to register news media personnel in the area. Begin RTQ from accredited media representatives. Provide media support with coordinated media access to subordinate units and with media escort as resources permit. Assist or conduct briefings and conferences. Coordinate media contact with units or individuals to include SME interviews. Prepare media kits, provide news releases, fact sheets, copies of transcripts for briefings and conferences, and copies of archived products. When other means are not available, help coordinate transportation to and from interview sources, transmission of media products, and food and billeting. Provide limited media escort capabilities in the area. Units pre-establish standard operating procedures for MOCs for each theater of operation and for media operations in that theater. A MOC will achieve full operational capability when it can conduct 24-hour continuous operations at full staffing with all sections and conduct all command-required functions for an indefinite period. Accreditation versus registration. Operations in the MOC entail accreditation and registration. Accreditation is the verification and validation that a person represents a legitimate commercial news organization, both United States and foreign. This means that accrediting governments or military organizations physically verify an applicant's affiliation with a specific news organization. When overseas, the host nation government generally decides to accredit a news media organization in coordination with the combined or unified commander. When the host nation does not require accreditation, the combined or unified commander has responsibility for this determination. Accreditation is normally performed at core level or higher and in line with directives from Office of the ATSD, PA. See DA Form 7674, Media Accreditation / Embed Application for more on accreditation. Media registration is part of the system that identifies and tracks media organizations' movements and their locations in the area of operations. The information gained by registering media helps staffs in planning and conducting media logistics, support, and transportation, and in preparing subordinate commands for media encounters. It also helps commanders seeking to engage media regarding newsworthy events. A completed registration records correspondent names, agencies, contact information, and other relevant data. It also identifies which news media representatives or agencies have asked for military assistance and access, and which have agreed to the commander's media ground rules. Registration procedure requires the media representative to complete the registration form, accept the media ground rules to include the hold harmless agreement and reimbursement agreement. See Appendix F for sample agreements. Both agreements will require a legal review prior to implementation. PA personnel to gain a legal review of the Hold Harmless Agreement and Reimbursement Agreement, provide a copy of the documentation to the media representative, verify the media representatives have required gear to accomplish their mission, be prepared to issue personal protection gear if required using a DA Form 2062 hand receipt. Attach both agreements to the registration form and file form in the media reception log. Media access and support. Mock operations ensure media access and support. Army and media representatives who have a vested interest in military activities maintain a continuous dialogue. Open and independent reporting is the principal means to cover military events. Such reporting facilitates media representatives' understanding of military events and occurrences, so their coverage is accurate and timely. PA personnel normally do not interfere with media reporting unless they suspect OPSEC, command guidance, or ground rules violations. Consistent with operational conditions, commanders support PA personnel with facilities to ensure the timely, secure, and compatible transmission of media information products. When Army support is unavailable, the media transmit their information products using their own resources. Media credentials. The third support that mock operations provides is credentialing media representatives. Credentialing is a specific type of accreditation that grants journalists more access to otherwise restricted areas. Credentialing a media representative involves vetting the representative as a legitimate journalist, as well as the journalist agreeing to abide to ground rules. Commanders use media credentialing to allow legitimate media access to cover military activities in the United States and in deployed operations. Units do not afford media representatives without credentials the same access as credentialed media representatives. Commanders ensure all media representatives on their installation or in their operational area understand and have access to all information required for proper credentialing. When units encounter non-credentialed media, commanders and PAOs encourage these media representatives to register at the appropriate MOC. The PAO or MOC director at the appropriate echelon establishes media credentialing guidelines, normally core and above. Credentialing ensures soldiers recognize and treat media representatives as legitimate journalists accordingly under the law of war. During joint operations, the joint force registers embedded media, who then carry those identifying credentials as appropriate, as well as Geneva Convention cards. Commanders do not provide information to non-credentialed and unregistered media representatives without guidance from the PAO or the MOC director. Journalists seeking credentials to cover military activities must agree to ground rules tailored to the specific event or operation established by the approving commander, PAO, or MOC director. Violations of ground rules can result in suspension of credentials. During operations, the decision to suspend credentials or expel a reporter is made only with the approval of the joint force or combatant commander. In garrison or home station, the authority to suspend or expel a reporter rests with the installation's senior mission commander. All journalists, registered or not, are expected to abide by established media ground rules. The MOC staff provides credentialed media with badges that distinguish them from other civilians in the area, clearly identifies off-limits areas, and provides escorts as needed. When badging a media representative, the MOC personnel issue the media badge and log it in by control number. At a minimum, the credentialed media badge includes the following information, indicating the media has been accredited by the MOC: photo of named person, name of person badged, issue date and expiration date, agency issuing badge, name of issuing authority, control number, signature block of approval authority. Ground rules. Operations in the MOC establish ground rules for media organizations and their representatives. Ground rules protect the media and soldiers from the release of information that could threaten their security or safety. These rules are not intended to prevent the release of derogatory, embarrassing, negative, or uncomplimentary information. Ground rules align the media's interest to report on military operations in a timely manner with security and safety concerns. Media ground rules also include requirements that protect the health and welfare of the media. These rules identify places the media can go, off-limits areas, places the media can or cannot photograph, and procedures for requesting interviews. Media ground rules include information on the process for the release of information, safety or access procedures, access to the internet if not commercially available, and constraints or limitations regarding interviews, such as the amount of time available and topics for the interview. Ground rules also include the process for unintended exposure or release of classified information. See JP 3-61 for more information on ground rules. The MOC provides ground rules to the media as soon as possible during the credentialing process. In multinational operations, appropriate multinational command and staff channels develop and implement responsibilities for establishing media ground rules, credentialing media, and, if necessary, expulsion of media. Media pools. MOC operations monitor media pools. A media pool is a limited number of news media selected to provide content to multiple news organizations during specified activities or operations. Media pools are not the standard for reporting Army operations, but can be implemented when conditions warrant or constraints exist. Pools should be as large as possible and be disbanded at the earliest opportunity, ideally within 24 to 36 hours of the conclusion of the operation. Commanders who knowingly create a media pool place additional support requirements on the organization. See JP 3-61 for more information on media pools. The arrival of early access pools does not cancel independent coverage for media representatives already in the area. Even under conditions of open coverage, media pools may be appropriate where seating is limited, at remote locations, or on ships. In such circumstances, PA planners specify what mediums, such as print, broadcast, and others, form the pool to ensure adequate scope and distribution of coverage. Media representatives determine who fills the spaces in the pool. Media pool selection includes designation of a team leader. This team leader ensures that members of the media pool meet their obligation to share information. Army PA personnel do not get involved in settling internal disputes of the media pool. The military is responsible for transporting media pools when operationally necessary or under conditions of constrained access to an event. To ensure complete coverage of an event, commanders provide dedicated transportation if able. When commanders decide media pools are necessary, PA planning includes reimbursement from the media depending on location and availability of commercial transportation. Media query. MOC operations oversee answering media queries. Media queries are a request for information from the media. Upon receiving a query, PA personnel record the query, maintain query tracking systems, and ensure they answer all questions as quickly as possible, being careful to not commit to a specific time frame. PA personnel only answer questions with information that is accurate and cleared for public release. See Appendix F for Privacy Act considerations. PA staff need to scrub all RTQs free of jargon, as well include explanations of any military terms. Before PA staff release any information, the release authority must approve it. In the case of accidents, PA staffs customarily respond that the accident remains under investigation and they cannot release names. In the case of a death of a service member, they cannot release names until 24 hours after the next of kin are notified. PA staff do not release conditions of patients. Patients' conditions are released from hospitals and may be categorized as treated and released, stable, serious, or critical. See AR 360-1 for non-releasable information. A RTQ is recommended when there is a desire not to take action to generate media or public interest beyond responding to media queries. On occasion, the public affairs posture is RTQ until a certain point in the planning and execution of an operation, exercise, or event. At that time, the RTQ posture may change to active. On other occasions, the public affairs posture will remain passive for the duration or until completion of the military operation, exercise, or event. Media embed. Lastly, MOC operations oversee and track media embeds. Embedded media is the Army's most widely used method of civilian media coverage to tell the Army story due to the proximity to the soldiers and the mission. Through embedded media, commanders can counter misinformation and disinformation by allowing the media access to actual events, enabling their ability for to report on a first-hand account. The embedded media program aims to provide as much transparency as possible of military operations to keep the public informed. To achieve this, units strive to embed media representatives at the lowest level possible. Once the higher headquarters clears a media representative for embedding, PA personnel begin the reception procedures as follows. Receive and credential all media personnel in accordance with higher headquarters and combatant command policies. Provide an operational overview or background information to include a media kit or approved releasable briefings that can be shared while maintaining OPSEC. Ensure media representatives have proper field gear and protective gear prior to handoff to subordinate unit. Plan and coordinate a commander interview or greeting, if possible, before handoff to subordinate units. Coordinate with respective UPAR and media escort for media handover. Provide daily media situation reports to higher PA headquarters. Upon conclusion of the media embed, provide a media after-action review to the next higher-level PAO. PA personnel use the following items to construct an after-action review. A PA log that the PAO has used to record a chronological list of actions of all PA assets used in the process. Audio or visual documentation of the media's interaction, such as interviews or broadcast products. All products produced by the media representative to include newspaper articles, magazine articles, and social media posts. Documentation of issues encountered and lessons learned. Embed termination occurs when the embedded media representatives indicate their intentions to end their stay with the unit. Hosting command PAOs or UPARs coordinate with the higher echelon PAO to transport the embedded media representative out of the area of responsibility. The credentialing organization debriefs all media departing theater on OPSEC considerations.